T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is your All Local for the 7th of December. Your Wednesday here in 2022. Cloudy with on and off showers today and highs right around 60 degrees. I'm John Little. Thanks so much for being here. Testimony continues today in the murder trial of former Fort Worth cop Aaron Dean. Yesterday, the jury saw the body camera video of the deadly shooting of Tatiana Jefferson. KRLD's LP Phillips has the latest.
The video shows both Dean and his partner, Carol Darch, circling Jefferson's home after a neighbor reported the front door was open in the wee hours of the morning, October 12, 2019. Jefferson heard a noise outside and grabbed her gun. She and Dean then saw one another. Darch says she neither saw Jefferson holding a gun, nor did she have hers unholstered. But on cross-examination, she said the two had reason to suspect something was awry from what they could see through the front door.
What was that impression?
That it was ransacked.
The initial call came from neighbor James Smith, who told a police operator the open front door was unusual. In short order, he saw two officers, Darch and Dean, run around back.
I lost sight of them. I heard some yelling. And then I heard the shot.
Smith says he feels somewhat responsible for what happened. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, short-term rentals aren't expected to be allowed in residential neighborhoods anytime soon. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
The Fort Worth City Council heard a presentation on proposed changes to the city's short-term rental ordinance. One proposed change would allow owner-occupied short-term rentals in residential areas through conditional use permits, but it looks like that won't be happening for the time being. Mayor Matty Parker said the consensus among the council was to keep the current ordinance as it is for the most part.
The only change to the current ordinance as it is would be a requirement of registration for legal STR use, and so staff's going to work on the registration ordinance and for us to come forward in January or February.
Currently, short-term rentals in Fort Worth are only allowed in mixed-use commercial and industrial districts and are prohibited in residential districts, whether they be single-family or multifamily. From the 24-hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in Dallas, remember scooters? Yeah, they could be coming back.
City's Transportation Committee got an update on the new plan to bring the scooters back after being banned 2.5 years ago due to safety concerns and problems with scooters abandoned on sidewalks. Councilman Omar Narvaez says three companies will be allowed to bid to operate in the city.
Let me reassure the general public, 1,500 units to start, and then every 90 days, staff will get to review and decide what percentage gets to be added until we get to the right amount.
Other rules, shutting down after 9 p.m. and making sure the scooters will be placed in low-income areas. The plan will move to the full council to be voted on most likely in January of next year. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Southwest Airlines has worked out a deal on a new contract with one of its unions. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has more on that.
The Transport Workers Union Local 557 has a tentative agreement in place with Southwest. The union represents flight instructors. They provide classroom and simulator training for both newly hired and existing pilots for Southwest Airlines. The union has just over 200 members. The two sides have been working on a new contract deal for about a year, and the union president says the proposed contract will improve the quality of life for the flight instructors while also meeting the operational needs of the company. From the 24-hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Irving police are reminding drivers to be more cautious and more aware when behind the wheel. Two police cruisers were recently hit by bad drivers. The first was hit by a distracted driver who ran a red light. The second by a suspected drunk driver. Officer Robert Reeves says if you see an officer on the side of the road, slow down.
You're required to slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit or move over to the next available lane.
Reeves says allow emergency vehicles to pass if they have their lights on. He says in recent weeks there have been an increase in aggressive and distracted drivers. It was a thriller last night between the Mavs and the Nuggets in Denver. The teams traded three-pointers down the stretch, but it was Dorian Finney-Smith with the game winner.
Finney-Smith, shot clock is at 7. Luka doubled. Finney-Smith for the lead. And Devils has gone up by 2 with 16.8 to go.
Kevin Harlan, the call on TNT. The Mavs held on for a one-point win. Finney-Smith said it meant a lot to him that Luka Doncic, the guy you'd think would be shooting the ball with the game on the line, urged him to take the shot instead.
I shot the first one. I missed it. And he was saying, shoot it again. They ran the same play. And, you know, and I shot the ball with confidence. So it just feels good when I've been struggling and the team's still telling me to shoot.
Mavs win it 116-115. Luka didn't get left out. Wound up with a 22-point triple-double. And it's official. The Texas Rangers announced the signing of Jacob DeGrom to a 5-year contract for the pitcher.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.